This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif issued a warning Thursday against those who might consider attacking Iran in response to an attack on Saudi oil facilities. Zarif said, for their own sake, they should pray they won't get what they seek. This comes after U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo directly blamed Iran and called what happened in Saudi Arabia an act of war. And after President Donald Trump ordered additional sanctions against Iran. VOA's Zlatica Hoke reports.
Last week's attacks on Saudi oil facilities were claimed by Houthi rebels in Yemen, but U.S. officials say they have evidence the missiles came from Iran. Trump said Wednesday he had ordered the Treasury Department to substantially increase sanctions on Tehran. Earlier, he made a veiled threat to retaliate with military action. But Wednesday, he said he's in no rush to attack Iran.
There's plenty of time to do some dastardly things. It's very easy to start.
Trump was accompanied by his new national security advisor, Robert O'Brien, on his visit to California.
Any advice I give the president will be something I give him confidentially, but we're monitoring that situation closely.
Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Pompeo was in the United Arab Emirates capital, Abu Dhabi, Thursday. He met with Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. The two discussed the recent attack. Israel's weakened Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had his offer for a joint coalition rebuffed almost immediately by his main political rival, Benny Gantz, on Thursday. Reuters reports this comes after a deadlocked election. The rejection could spell weeks of wrangling and possibly a third round of voting. This is VOA News. Canadian leader Justin Trudeau admitted to and apologized for wearing brown face makeup at a costume party in 2001.
I take responsibility for my decision to do that. I shouldn't have done it. I should have known better. It was something that I didn't think was racist at the time, but now I recognize it was something racist to do, and I am deeply sorry.
Time magazine posted the photo, which it says was published in a private school yearbook where Trudeau worked as a teacher before entering politics. It could spell trouble for the prime minister's re-election campaign. More than a dozen dead in Afghanistan Thursday morning. Dozens more are injured after the Taliban claimed responsibility for a car bomb attack. AP correspondent Zaria Shakali reports.
The Taliban, who claimed responsibility for the bombing, have carried out nearly daily attacks since peace talks with the U.S. collapsed earlier this month. The massive explosion destroyed part of the hospital in Qalat, the capital of southern Zabul province, and left a fleet of ambulances broken and battered. Hours earlier, a drone attack in eastern Afghanistan's Nangarhar province, blamed on U.S. forces, killed and wounded as many as 30 people, most of them civilians. There is no immediate response to requests for comment from the U.S. military in Afghanistan. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Swedish teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg appeared before a U.S. Congress committee Wednesday. She urged lawmakers to listen to the science and take action on global climate change.
I don't see a reason to not listen to the science. It's such a thing that we should be taking for granted, that we listen to the current best available United Science. It's just something that everyone should do.
The 16-year-old has been in Washington since last week. She joined U.S. and indigenous activists for a protest designed to build support for a global climate strike on Friday and put pressure on lawmakers to take action on climate change. U.S. Special Envoy for Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, is set to appear Thursday before a House of Representatives committee to answer questions about now stalled peace talks with the Taliban and the Trump administration's plans now that the president has called off negotiations. Khalilzad held 9 rounds of negotiations with Taliban representatives in Qatar just before the Trump administration scuttled the process. Wednesday, President Trump used a permanent marker to sign a new portion of the rust-colored metal barrier reinforced with concrete in a suburb of the U.S. city of San Diego that separates California from Tijuana, Mexico. The full story is on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.